Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This is a poem I'm going to read. Welcome back, folks. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and here's a poem I was sent in November of 97. I've read this poem every Christmas show that I've done since then. It's about agape love, ladies and gentlemen, and some very special people. Towards the night before Christmas, he lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges, awards of all kinds. A sober thought came through my mind, for this house was different. It was dark and dreary. I'd found the home of a soldier. Once I could see clearly, the soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The place was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world the children would play, and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of the soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees and started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, and we both shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, and with a voice soft and pure, whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All is secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all a good night. I still don't know the author of this poem. I wish I knew. I wish someone would tell me. It would make me very happy to be able to give him or her attribution. But I will tell you this: whoever wrote this knows about the men and women in uniform, ladies and gentlemen, who are standing a post, in many cases in harm's way. Tens of thousands of American men and women, heroes, courageous heroes, are standing a post on behalf of you and me around the world so that you and I can have what we have. And they are this generation's version of all those who have gone before, all those men and women who have served our country for hundreds of years, but not just our country, the world, for hundreds of years. Why would they do that, ladies and gentlemen, on this wonderful day of Christmas? Why would these people do that? I believe it's what the Greeks call agape love. Agape love is something humans are capable of, and it may be the greatest form of love, because agape love is the love that you give, the service you deliver that you perform for someone that you don't even know. And certainly our men and women in uniform have agape love in abundance. And that's the reason why I say thanks to them on this Christmas Day. I thank them for their sacrifice. I thank their families for their sacrifice. And I say Merry Christmas to them. I know you and you join me in saying that to them as well. And so now, my friends, as I wrap up this hour, Merry Christmas to you. Hope you have a great holiday and a safe one. And I'll see you tomorrow. Merry Christmas. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.